Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
So Nerds Podcast number 363. Okay, real quick. This is going to be a super quick intro, unless I explain too much about how it's going to be a quick intro, which will then ironically make it a very long intro. So let's just get to it. I'll be performing stand-up comedy jokes at a place called Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, June 6th through 8th, and then June 27th through 29th at Helium in Philly, which I haven't been to for a couple of years, I feel like. So go to nerds.com/calendar or go directly to those clubs' websites to get tickets for those, and come out and see me, and then we'll get to say hi. And jokes, always with the jokes. And that's it. Now this is we finally got to get together again for a hostful podcast because we were all collectively out of town. Myra and I were, well, I was sort of on vacation. Myra was definitely on vacation, and Jonah was on a honeymoon, which is like a legal vacation. So we all got together and finally reassembled. We assembled Podcast Voltron, although there's only three of us, so we're sort of like the three-legged dog version of Voltron, which is basically just like a hobbling giant tin cat who's trying to compensate on one front leg. So here we go. Nerds Podcast number 363. Hostful goodness.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast Hostful Edition. I have Matt Myra. No, I didn't say, welcome to the Nerdist Podcast.
Present.
Matt Myra.
Present.
Jonah Ray.
Brit.
Here.
Brit.
Brit.
Present.
Brit.
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 Present.
Brit. Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Brit.
Brit.
Jermaine. Right. We haven't seen each other in a month, and this is our podcast.
Don't lie to these people. We saw each other yesterday.
That's true.
Oh, shit.
We didn't have a chance to talk. Buzz Aldrin was talking.
Truth.
Truth.
T-R-R-O-O-F.
How was your guys' last month?
It's great. Went on a honeymoon.
What? With whom?
With my wife.
When did you get married?
A month ago.
Oh, you don't remember? Right. His aunt slapped you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Does she still ask about me?
She called me when I was in Paris, and she's like, I've heard some bad things.
I still don't know who he is. Is that what she said?
No, she's like, it's like, I think I need to talk to you. I heard, you know, everyone said about how upset you were about some of the things I did. I'm really sorry. I can't believe it.
Oh, you got your daytime aunt, not the nighttime aunt.
Yeah, yeah. Did she know who
you were?
She didn't know who I was, but she was a fan of my work.
She loves her nephew. How was Paris?
Paris and London were fantastic. Paris is a great, beautiful city.
Yeah,
it's just insane. And like, you know, walking around there, you go, oh, this is why artists and writers just want to live here, because it's just, it's like, you know, it's all the time. It feels more like a late city than any other city I've been in, where you can just walk around and every building is lit gorgeously and everything's really cool and you can just walk every food item you get is
did you
fantastic.
Do the thing where you just walked around and ate bread and cheese at all hours?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because like it's like a lot of stuff is just open 24 hours too.
Like restaurants and shit?
Yeah. That's like cool. Like you're just like, you know,
you
just
go there.
You just go around. No, you went there. You went to Epcot Center.
Well, I did actually. Yeah, I went to Bay of France. They got Italy. They have Canada.
So you went to so many more places than us.
They have England.
They just went to actual Paris.
Yeah, Mexico. Yeah. Morocco. Mm-hmm. I killed it. Norway. Let's not forget Norway.
Jonah, it would have taken you guys ages to cover all that
ground.
Yeah,
no.
Matt just did it in Orlando.
Yeah, see, that's the better way to do it.
It was fantastic. Japan. China.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the food in Canada. So good. It was. It was fantastic.
Poutine.
I had a lobster poutine. I had a lobster mac and cheese. And then I had a filet mignon with some lobster on it.
You going to get that when you actually go to
Canada?
Canada next time?
Why bother?
Matt spent 8 days.
8 days.
At Walt Disney World.
Sure did.
Eight days.
Phenomenal vacation, Chris. Really just came back rejuvenated, ready to go.
What do you do at Disney World for eight
what
days?
What don't you do is an easier question to answer.
No, I think it's the other way around.
I don't understand what you're saying, Jonah. It was great. You guys can shit on my enjoyment
No, it's great that you love it so much.
What did you do for 8 days? No, seriously, what did you do for 8 days? It's great that you had a great time and I'm very happy for you.
I did everything. I saw my parents and my whole family.
See them. They came and saw you, right?
No, I mean, well, they picked me up at the airport. My mom did.
And then drove you to Epcot?
No, drove us to the
but not too close,
resorts.
Right? So the other kids didn't see. Don't drive me off too close to the entrance.
Go to Terminal 2.
Thanks, Mom. It was a lot of fun. It's nice when you're there and you can go wherever you want, whenever you want, as far as on the park property. Because you can go, you know, ride something at Epcot and then go, oh, we should go do Tower of Terror at Hollywood Studios. And you go run over and do that. Mm-hmm. It's great. You can go to all the parks all the time.
Take the trams between?
Take the monorail. And then buses. That's the way to get.
Was the weather oppressive yet?
Weather was great. It was very good weather. Only rained one day, but when it rained like a fucking tsunami. It was.
I think I saw
intense rain. Yeah.
I think you. Instagrammed when it was raining.
Yeah. Headed by ponchos, Chris. That's how crazy the rain was.
Oh my god! Are you guys okay?
All right. Well, we made it. Ponchos in my trunk. If anyone wants to borrow it.
Yeah. I went to the catacombs.
You did go to the catacombs.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Magic Kingdom. I went underground at the Magic Kingdom.
I'm gonna give this one to Jonah.
Yeah. The catacombs are crazy. I couldn't stand up straight most of the time.
That hurts.
Because of the skull walls and low ceilings?
Yeah, it's pretty insane, though. Just, like, incredible. And it's insane, like, because, like, there's so many places that you're walking around that just have it blocked off where you can just see that they just keep going all, you know, around. It's just 6 million bodies worth of bones.
You should sneak in.
I know. Well, people have, actually. Now, people have, like, snuck in and created, like, movie theaters or, like cafes. Like, and people have taken over parts of the catacombs.
Well, you can't just sneak in and make a cafe. You have to probably get someone's permission to make a cafe.
No. It's all this kind of guerrilla, you know.
Guerrilla cafe stuff.
Guerrilla cafe stuff. Well, if you look it up online, there's a story about these people that, you know, they snuck down Wi-Fi power, all this stuff, and they, like, took a place and they brought couches and all these chairs and a popcorn machine and soda machine.
So there's no ownership of this catacomb situation. It just belongs to the city or something? Or, like,
yeah, I mean, it's
work?
Just... Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
just,
how come they don't come down and run them out?
Well, they didn't know because they're so, you know, they're so massive. They just go, you know, it's like a big, huge labyrinth underneath the entire city. And so you kind of, if you are able to find a way in, you can, you know, just kind of keep it a secret for a long time. But finally, people like did find out. Like, cops came and they saw it and they're like, oh shit. And so they came back the next day to clear it out. But because these people had set up like a motion sensor camera, they saw that the cops had showed up. So they just went and then cleared everything out and left a note said, don't try and find us.
In English?
Sure.
Because that would have confused the...
Yes, yeah. Do you want me to look it up? Do you want me to redo the story by knowing the...
I could do the entire thing. All I want is for it to be accurate.
And then in French, it says something to the effect of, don't try and find us.
Okay. Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah, it is.
Now I get it.
We went to, our friend recommended, it was kind of near where the Louvre is. We went to this heavy metal Argentinian steakhouse.
What?
Yeah. It was called Black Dog. And it was just like this fucking gnarly, like death metal, heavy metal bar. And then, like, the bar's up front, and then you go into this area in the back, and it's just these, like, you just get to pick through, like, all these different kinds of steaks and toppings and stuff like that. It's incredible. And we went there the day Jeff Hanneman from Slayer died, so it was kind of a nice little thing.
That was just a total...
And a steak for Jeff.
Yeah, steak for Jeff. Yeah.
And so you spent time in London as well.
Yeah. And then we went to London, and that was really cool. We used Airbnb and we stayed in Shoreditch, which is like a little hipster area.
Catch up with anybody from the crew?
You know what? I tried, but they all, like a lot of the crew, they all like lived the way out. Yeah. And so, you know, I just kind of, and then plus like we were going to kind of, you know, get a hold of some, but we, Cian.
Yeah.
The guy who played Sticks in the sketch we did on the TV show. Met up with him and hung out with him. The place we rented, like the guy was really cool. His name was Sam. And then like we hung out with his friend. Here's the craziest thing. So we get there and like the Airbnb is not ready yet. There's people still there that haven't checked out. So the guy's like, well, come and drop off your stuff and I'll like, you know, you can hang out somewhere else. We get there, we drop off our stuff, and he's like, well, you know, me and my friend are just drinking in the park nearby if you want to grab a beer and go and hang out. We're like, oh, sure, yeah, you know. So we go, drop off our stuff, go get a beer. We're in this park. Everyone's just kind of drinking. It's a bunch of, like, kind of hippie kids, hipster kids, just like, a, you know, a bunch of just, you know, young people. And then we're just talking with these guys, and all of a sudden we hear this screaming guy chasing after a woman. He's kind of in a suit that's real tattered. She's kind of, like, you know, short shorts, like, you know, and he has a hammer in his hand and he's screaming something about a watch, and he's like literally not like threatening her with a hammer, really trying to come down on her head with this hammer.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then everyone's like, she's like dodging it, she gets hit in the arm. I saw her get hit in the arm pretty hard, and then a bunch of people come and like kind of tear him apart, and like it's just, they're just screaming at each other, and it's like so cockney that I couldn't even understand what they were saying. Like, it was just insane. It looked Jesus like kind of a yeah, like a weird like pimp and hoe situation.
Did you scream out, please hammer, don't hurt him?
Pimp and hoe. It wasn't really the hammer that was really doing anything. But here's the weird part. Like, everyone's kind of like, oh shit, this is like really intense. It's really intense. And then some like dude, just kind of like this old black dude that was like with a bald head, put a tall can of beer on his head, and then just started doing this like weird little jive point move dance kind of thing.
Like right in the mood?
Right next to him. And then the entire park starts to crack up. And then the cops came and took those two people away.
So he distracted them with the beer, with the can dance.
Just a beer in his head, just like this weird little boom, and like it was great. And and then like we went like a few blocks away, I saw that a band that I actually kind of like was playing a basement show, so we went over there and saw this band in a basement.
Oh, what was it like to be there in time to see your favorite band in London?
They were my favorite band. It was just good timing. And then we also got to see Chick Chick Chick, which is another good band.
Did you say Paul Scheer was over there too?
Yeah, that was another thing. Lance Bangs, we met up with him and his son, and then we went and walked around the London Tower inside that. And then we went and met up at the Tate Modern Art Museum. NTSF, Paul Scheer show, was shooting. So it's so like we go and we're sitting there, and Julian Barrett from Boosh and Nathan Barley was there. And like and then like so after they were done shooting, we all went to a pub and hung out with Scheer and June, and Karen Gillan was there, and it was just fucking really real happenstance. It was just a great, you know, one of those trips where it just, you don't make any plans, you just kind of happen into all these different situations. And then like the last night we were there, we went and saw Eddie Pepitone
at the Soho Theater. Yeah,
and we took like the guys that like we had met and had become friends with, we like took them, we were like, oh, our American friends come and perform, and so it was great. It was a great trip.
Yeah, I saw Troy Conrad when I went through London, who was there. I don't know. I think they were doing set lists there.
But that's right.
But he was saying that I thought Eddie was going to swing by, because I did a late show at the Leicester Square Theater, which, by the way, was really fun. Nothing that I do airs over there, but they get the podcast overseas. And so, I mean, unless people torrent stuff, which is
put a firewall
fine with
up.
Me. And like 250 people showed up at Leicester Square Theater, which is great. It was certainly enough people to do a stand-up show. I don't know if it's enough people to go over to do the podcast, because it's very expensive to get over there.
Well, you don't know the drawing power that Jonah and I have. We could probably add another 400 people to that.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, email us if you want us to come to London. If we get 400 emails, we'll go.
Matt Myra's email is...
Matt@nerdist.com.
That's you do have Matt@nerdist.com. Yeah, that's right.
You all right there, Jonah?
@nerdist.com. But London was fucking awesome.
Great weather when I was there. Very fortunate.
We got okay weather. It kind of rained a bit.
It was just sunny the entire
time. Good weather
time
talk,
there.
Guys. Good weather talk.
Shit.
Do you want to talk about Epcot Center more?
Yeah, I really like it. You know, it's the last park that Walt personally had a hand in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The experimental prototype community of tomorrow, of course, is Epcot. What that stands for.
Yeah.
And when you say had a hand in, he planted his hand, and Epcot Center grew from it.
I don't mean that, but I mean, that's a good theory.
I remember going to Epcot in, when I was a kid. The only thing I remember about it was
Spaceship Earth and how awesome it is.
Or you could go into like the, there's a place where you could go put your hand over a bunch of instrument icons, and there were these beams of light.
Yeah, like theremins. Yeah.
Different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They, don't they have light. Something similar at the EMP up in Seattle?
Electromagnetic Pulse?
No, the Experience Music Project.
Oh, right. That's what I meant.
Yeah, they have that there now in the Figment ride, the Eric Idle Figment ride, which I just call the Eric Idle ride because it's just a bunch of Eric Idle.
Are you just sitting there the whole time? Or are you idling? Come on.
That's good.
London was, really was great.
I was trying to figure that out, and then I realized it wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
I think Jonah, the listeners will just
Jonah. Thank you.
It was way worth it.
A lot of people
I think that you will be the sore loser in this situation.
We went, managed to go within 3 weeks. Chloe and I were in Portland, New York, London, Edinburgh, New York again, DC, and Baltimore. I was doing a lot of shows, and then London and Scotland were supposed to be a vacation because Chloe was on a team that won this this scavenger hunt. There's this giant scavenger hunt that this guy Misha Collins puts on. Misha's on Supernatural, and he just decided, oh, I want to have this big international scavenger hunt. And so Chloe's team won. They managed to collect this, you know, pictures and videos of these very weird things that were on this massive list. It's like thousands of people participated and her team won. And the first prize was a trip to spend a weekend in a haunted castle in Scotland.
Oh, fun.
And so I was like, fuck, you're going to go to Scotland. We should go. I'll go. And then, of course, I should do a show when I'm in London.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it was fucking great.
What is it about you that can't shut down?
It's not that I can't shut down. It's I shut down pretty much. It's just that in this instance, I was like, fuck, I don't know when I'm going to be back in London. And since I'm already going to be there and I have a free night, I should just see if anyone will come out to a show.
You should no longer have a free night.
Well, no, I had free nights the rest of the time. But I just thought if I'm already going to be there, rather than plan a separate trip, I should just see if people come out to a show so that I would know if we should go back there. Like, if no one showed up, then
and
I would know.
Or maybe you undercut any potential show that we could have done.
I mean, that was great, Chris. Thanks.
Any potential show that we could do now.
Yeah.
But in 6 months or 8 months, we could go back.
Well, we'll see. I'll check the email.
It's not going to happen. But It was pretty fucking amazing. Scotland was...
I'm just going to start forwarding you every email again.
Please don't do that. I'll just set up a filter.
Oh.
I'll just set up an email filter and forward
so
it back to you.
More so than the one you already have?
Yeah, and a mega filter. Yeah.
Oh, that explains a lot.
What?
Your email filter.
But we had so much...
Ghosts.
We had so much ghosts. So much ghosts. No, there were no ghosts. We couldn't.
You didn't really conjure anything up?
No, but we stayed in this castle that was hundreds and hundreds of years old. And there's a giant, it's called Bothwick Castle. And there's a giant fucking hole that had been patched up in the side of the castle where Oliver Cromwell had attacked it with cannons.
Wow.
And so rather than, I mean, at the time, they just patched it up as hastily as possible. And so that was... Yeah.
That's really neat.
I mean, there was so much history and then so much history of death in the castle. Yeah. And
it reminds me of Kiki and I. We spent some time in a haunted mansion.
Well,
yep.
Was the room actually stretching?
Well,
or was it your imagination?
I couldn't quite tell.
I think it sinks.
But there was a door.
I don't know if they're
the
same
one
thing.
In Disney World does not sink. Disneyland, it does sink.
Mm. Which one sinks what?
Disney World, it doesn't move. Disneyland, it drops because it has to go underneath because the ride mechanism's lower. That's why you go back up when you come out of Disneyland because you actually did go down.
Just same with like Pirates of the Caribbean. It's all underground.
Yeah.
It's some real underground shit.
I know the whole story because I went on a behind-the-scenes tour of Pirates of the Caribbean, too. I can tell you all about that, but no one's interested in me. Go ahead, Chris. Tell us about this haunted castle.
No.
No, it's fine.
I was just
tell us about the 100-year-old castle. That's no way more interesting
history.
Than Disneyland.
World.
Oh, my God. We had so much good food. Fucking scones and clotted cream. And in Baltimore.
Clotted cream sounds so gross.
Clotted cream is fucking great.
It's great. You a little bit of preserves, a little bit of clotted cream on a scone. Fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
We went to this snazzy place called the Wolseley and had high tea. But in Baltimore, we ate at this place called the Blue Moon Cafe, and they have fucking Cap'n Crunch French toast.
That sounds great.
It is fucking awesome.
Now please tell me how they prepare it, because I don't want it to be a voodoo donut situation where they just put the cereal on top of an already made donut.
They basically, it's breaded with broken up Cap'n Crunch.
So they crunch it in.
They crunch it in. It's not just sprinkled on top.
That sounds great.
And there's nothing wrong with voodoo donuts.
Oh, we can all make that.
No, nothing wrong with voodoo donuts, but like when you hear like, oh, it's like, oh, they may have like, you know, Cap'n Crunch or, you know, Crunchberry donut, and then you realize it's just Crunchberries on top of a donut.
But it's a delicious donut.
Sure.
And the Crunchberries are pretty on top.
Pretty on top. What do you mean? They're beautiful looking?
Or yeah, they make
you're
it
pretty
look
on
nice.
Top, baby boy.
You're pretty on bottom.
Thank you.
But it wasn't towards you. It was towards him.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I wanted to take the compliment.
You shouldn't just take random compliments that people are sending.
I mean, I felt
down
like,
the
it was like, I mean, you said it's it. And I'm in
it's
presence.
A beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
No,
thank
don't
you.
Like that.
It
don't
is
like
kind that. Of fun to go to a place that has actual history. Like centuries old.
Yeah. Well, when I was
yep,
at the Tower,
what I was talking about.
When I was at the
Tower of
yeah,
Terror,
Tower yeah. of London, like, you know, there's like a wall. There's a Roman wall in there that's like thousands and thousands of years old. That was like the oldest thing I've ever seen. I just wanted to go and touch.
Oh my God! I went in a time machine, right? And you go up and you see the whole history of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And Judi Dench narrated, so yep. that was pretty cool.
Yep.
We saw a Roman centurion, and then we saw the Renaissance, and then we saw Steve Jobs building a computer in a garage. What an amazing time!
So you just watched a movie?
No, they were animatronics, Chris.
They have an animatronic Steve Jobs?
They do.
Are you serious?
It's probably Wozniak. You can see the back of him, but it looks more Stevie to me.
If it was, if the computer was being built, it was Wozniak.
Did you guys watch iSteve?
No, how is it?
It's really funny. It's really funny. iSteve, the story of Steve Jobs as done by Funny or Die. It's really great. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's not the one with Ashton Kutcher?
No.
No. It's not. It's the one really with Justin Long as Steve Jobs.
I wonder if Apple is like, how could he?
Yeah, well, there's a great scene in it because he's playing Steve Jobs and he's like, they're trying to make the new Mac PC commercials yeah. and like he's like, it's like, I need someone charming. I need someone that I can have a Jamba Juice with.
How old is this video?
It's not a video. It's a feature length movie. That they put out like a month ago.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had the premiere at like the New Beverly. And it's Hurley, what's his real
what,
name?
Jorge Garcia.
Jorge Garcia plays Wozniak. Paul Rust is in it playing Billy Corgan.
Paul Rust, the story editor.
For Arrested Development.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. James Urbaniak plays the Microsoft guy.
God damn what?
Steve Ballmer. Right?
No,
he doesn't play,
play
Bill Gates.
Gates.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill
Why
Gates.
Why did I say Steve Ballmer? I don't know.
Yeah.
The Microsoft guy.
Yeah. this is the Nerdist you're listening to. I'm real bad at remembering names, but it's really funny, and it's on. You can just stream it on Funny or Die. It's a feature-length movie that they made.
Oh shit! I'll watch the fuck out of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good.
No, you won't.
I really will. Actually,
you
know,
you have to watch those other movies too. I was telling you about.
Yeah, I will. I'll watch those movies.
Yeah, Zero Charisma. It's a great movie out of Austin, Texas.
I'll watch those movies, then I'll keep catching up on Arrested Development.
Yeah, yeah.
And then keep catching up on Game of Thrones, and then keep catching. I can't keep up with everything.
Yeah. But Zero Charisma, I think, is a great movie that you should watch.
You sent it to me. I'll watch it.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, I saw Bobcat's new movie, Willow Creek.
Oh, how is it?
It's fucking great. It's really good.
The Bigfoot
good.
Movie.
Yeah, and it's like a found footage movie, which I usually like. I was like, I like Bobcat's other movies, and I was just like, oh, I don't like found footage movies, and it's like Bigfoot. It's like a Blair Witch thing. But, you know, he's a buddy, so like we came, they had a screening here at Meltdown, and I'm like legitimately like laughing at a lot of the stuff. It's just like a couple that, you know, it's a guy that's obsessed with trying to find the place where they had Bigfoot, you know, they got the Bigfoot footage. And so he's just, you know, filming it himself and talking. It's very funny. But then it becomes really frightening. And there's this one scene that's just static. Like he has it like, you know, set up in the tent. And it's like this long one shot scene. And it's really scary. You just hear noises outside their tent. And they're freaking out. And afterwards, everyone's kind of like, it's like, man, that was like a 5-6 minute scene. No cut. And then like some guy asked him for the Q&A. He's like, no, 19 minutes.
Oh, shit.
And you have no idea that it's just, but it's just so intense and so fucking scary.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah. You should watch it.
I absolutely will watch
it. Yeah, it's really good.
I love Bobcat.
But yeah, some good stuff coming out.
I'm really glad that we're all that you guys are all back.
Thanks. Did you see Star Trek yet? Podcast.
No, I was in England and
Scotland. Yeah, they don't have movies in England.
No, they do, but I didn't want to be inside.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just kind of running around the city the whole time. I always feel bad when I'm in a place that is really interesting. Like, let's just go in and see a movie, because I always feel like I could do that at home.
Yeah, that's the same way. We took like a nap here and there just because we'd be walking around. You know, like we get up in the early in the morning, walk around, and then we go take a nap. And like, even though we needed the nap because we're gonna like go out all night, like it was still a bit like we're going and taking a nap
in the middle of the day.
Paris.
Yeah. But that's a nice place, but it's a Parisian nap.
Should have just started popping some caffeine pills.
Oh, man. I'm fucking way into just drinking straight espresso now because of that trip.
Yeah, it's very good. I think it's better than coffee.
Yeah.
Taste-wise.
Yeah, that explains why you haven't blinked.
Huh?
You haven't blinked.
What's that?
Yep.
When?
At all.
Just now?
Since you've been home.
I can see your death.
What?
What? What did I say? Where was I?
No,
I
don't know. You just said that you could see his death, Jonah.
Who says that? Matthew, don't eat those spaghetti.
Matthew, don't eat those spaghetti.
I think that's
technically accurate, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, spaghetti's permanent plural. There's not a spaghetto.
Yeah.
Spaghetti. That I'm aware of.
Spaghettes.
How does it feel to be married now for
a month? It's great. Like it's fantastic. There's a bit of there's a nice relaxing feel to the relationship. I'm a sky is falling kind of guy in a relationship. Like if I make like a girlfriend upset, I just go, well, that's the end of that.
You finally met your match.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You've just ruined your
it's private.
You're always going to ruin mode. It's ruined.
Yeah. It's like, oh, here we go again. Yep. Oh, I fucked it up again. And then it's just, you know, when
marriage quells all those things.
When you get into an argument, it's just like there's no, you know, it's like you're like, oh, it's just an argument.
End it with, where are you going to go?
Yeah, what are you going to do? It's a lot of paperwork. I know you don't like filling out paperwork.
That's why I forced you to do this.
Yeah. It was nice. The wedding was. And when we got back from the trip, we went and we went to Beverly Hills to like, because there was like no line in their courthouse. So we just like signed out the paperwork. We're like, can we get married? You know, can we do the official marry thing? And then they're like, oh, we don't do them today. And we're like, well, is there anywhere in LA does? They're like, Compton. We're like, all right, fucking let's go. So we went down to Compton and had our official marriage there.
Well, why would that be weird?
What were we at?
What? The ceremony.
Oh, no.
So that wasn't an official. Demorge wasn't really an ordained.
He's a shaman.
It counts. It counts.
Yeah.
Count it.
We didn't care. Like it's like that was our wedding. That was just something we needed to go do. That was just paperwork.
Yeah, it's like when you get your car registration.
Yeah.
You
know?
Did you have to stand there? And
we actually did. We're just like, and our friend Kate was there because we needed a witness, or else we would have to pay $21.
When are you guys gonna go back to Europe?
It's like two chains, but two phones.
Yeah. When are we gonna go back? I don't know, man. Just upon leaving, we're like, we got to figure out how to get back. I don't know when. I don't, like, you know, it's so hard to make plan a trip or anything.
Paris is the Nexus.
I think I'm going to Portugal in September.
Are you really?
Yeah.
For what?
Hang out, do some stuff, you know, get back to my roots.
I want to go to Berlin. I heard Berlin's really awesome. I want to go to Italy.
Yep. Italy's nice. Mm-hmm. Go to
Montreal's
great.
Montreal's
okay.
I am going to Montreal this year.
Montreal has the statue of Freddie Mercury in it because that's where Queen recorded.
Nice.
That is true.
And he's just like right on Lake Geneva. He's just like throwing up the arm.
Fucking A, that's great.
It's actually a much better looking statue than the Stevie Ray Vaughan Austin statue.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good statue. It's the Johnny Ramone statue at Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I missed you guys.
No, you didn't.
I did. I did miss you guys. It's fun getting together for a Hostful. I got all excited. We were getting to do a Hostful podcast today. We haven't done one in a while.
We haven't.
Been a long time.
Not since before Jonah went on his honeymoon.
I've
taken up golf since we last talked.
Yes. You never played golf?
I retaken it up. No, I played golf. I just finally got another set of clubs.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if it was another.
I got my Massachusetts set.
I wasn't sure if it was
now
another one of your
California set.
One of your pursuits to become an old man.
Oh, I don't need to pursue it anymore. I've achieved it.
Brooks Brothers, golf clubs, the racism.
Volvo. Trophy wife.
Cranky sometimes.
Then you don't know why.
Sometimes. No, I just love my favorite image. I think about it all the time, and I laugh. Is the I wish I got a picture of it. Was just you in the lobby restaurant when we were in London, of like Matt reading like coffee, like, you know, like scones or whatever, you know. And then he's just reading the business section of a newspaper.
The London Times business.
What were you hoping to get out of that?
Information?
That's what you do out of a newspaper.
Like, what's going on with the European economy? It's very volatile over there. I wanted to see what's going on.
Here's a crazy thing that was happening when we were in Paris, is that there was a lot of protest.
Not crazy for Paris.
No, a lot of protests. Like, and this is what something we didn't really know. A lot of protests against the approval of gay marriage.
Yes,
and their like, socialist president.
I mean, like, aggressive. Not small. Like, it was like
huge.
Hundreds of thousands of people, right?
Huge. Like, and the guy we were running the place from. He's like, hey, there's going to be a protest that I have to go to.
He had to go to it?
Well, it's like, first, like, he's like, there's a protest. I'm not sure if I can make it back. We're like, we need you to give our deposit back because we need this money for our trip.
Usually when you hear a protest, don't you think like, oh, this is going to be a cool grassrootsy thing that everyone should support.
Exactly. So he gets back and like, he's kind of like, we're like, and then Dee's like trying to going online, trying to figure it out. She's like, the only kind of protest thing I can kind of find out is that, you know, there's like gay marriage, I guess maybe it's like a rally to celebrate. And then like the guy kind of was like, you know, okay, they can get married. But they can't adopt children. It just, the families don't work. And then we went back to London and we were talking to these, you know, like British guys, and they're like, oh yeah, it's like, there's because a president got elected that considers himself socialist, got elected. And it's just this backlash of conservatism is happening in France, where they're just like, no gay marriage. You can't adopt. It's like, it's fucking gross.
Didn't some guy shoot himself in protest? Some older guy like killed himself in protest.
Yeah, one less French person. What are you going to do?
Oh my God, really? That's insane.
Old man Myra. Nah, fuck him.
Jesus. Let's get the phones off the fucking table. Put them on, because of the fucking vibration.
Do not disturb.
Yeah.
You can put them on do not disturb.
Anyway,
but that was really surprising to me, and it's gross to me.
I tell you, there's only one country on this planet that's got it right, and it's Canada.
Canada's got it pretty fucking right.
Let's go.
Are we gonna go?
I'm going.
I would love to go to Canada.
Enjoy.
Are you going to Just for Laughs?
I'm going. I got asked to perform at the Just for Laughs comedy festival in Montreal.
That's great.
Yeah, congratulations.
Doing the gala.
You're doing a gala?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know.
Holy shit!
It's crazy. Doing that too.
Nice.
It's going to be good.
Who's what?
Doug.
The galas are fun. Depending on the first gala that I ever did, I looked out in the audience and it was all
old people.
Really old people who were moderately okay with what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the second time I did it, they had revamped it or something, and it was like young people and everyone. It was fucking great.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I love Montreal so much, and Dee's gonna be coming with me. And we walked around that city like motherfuckers last time we were there. It was great.
Nice. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
That's where Mosher and I met.
That's right.
Oh, that's so romantic.
It is.
I'm so.
His movie came out too. Everyone should watch his movie. It's on demand.
Death.
Band Called Death. It's really good.
It's a great documentary. Yeah. They're doing screenings around cities. Some of them the band will be playing afterwards in a family.
Nice.
June 29th. If you're
That's
in LA,
right.
Go see A Band Called Death and watch them play.
That's awesome. Good doc. Good rock doc.
I unfortunately rounded out my trip in a complete hypochondriac hysteria.
What?
Because
you thought you had something you didn't.
I did. I really did. I feel bad for Chloe.
I got to block WebMD from your phone.
Who constantly had to be like, you're not dying.
What'd you think it was?
I didn't know. I thought I had a swollen lymph node.
Yeah.
Which is not a sign of health.
Right.
Well, I guess it's a sign that your immune system is working the way that it should. And so just the entire weekend, I'm like, see, when I do this, I can, and I'm sure I can feel. She was like, stop poking it. You're making it worse. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just, I need to find it. And then everything would be fine. And then I'd be like, I'm just positive that it's, you know, and she'd be like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? And it turned out it was, I had exercised a day in New York and had inflamed a neck muscle.
Yeah.
But it's right where a lymph node would be.
Yeah. That's usually what it is, right? You, like you just kind of tweak your neck.
What did
you
do? Well, how did you, first of all, were you doing like that weird machine where you can do the neck exercise?
No. It's, I've worked with my trainer, Tom, for 8 years, and I like having a trainer.
And one time you go on your own.
I didn't go on my own. What I realized was that, you know, when I'm on the road and I do exercise, like I basically just like, oh, I'll run on the treadmill or something. Sure. And I thought, you know, I really just like someone telling me what to do and not having to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a trainer a block from the hotel that I usually stay at in New York. So I'm like, oh, when I'm in New York, I'll just see this guy to just stay, you know, it's like keep it maintained. And he had me do something that I've never done before, which was like walk in a long stride across the room and swing a kettlebell under my legs, which I'm not a kettlebell fan because I think it's
they're very dangerous.
They're dangerous. Yeah. There's a lot of risk for injury. But
I was thinking
like,
about buying one today.
Nah, don't get one.
I like it.
Yeah, but if you don't
most hurt I've ever been in my
if
life.
If you don't do it exactly right, you can really fuck yourself up.
I know, but I do it really well. I'm really good at it.
Okay, good. I didn't, like and I shouldn't have done it, and I did it anyway. And it pulled the muscle on the side of my neck, and so I spent a couple of days being like, well, it's all over.
I love that you had exercise, done an exercise you had never done before, and assumed it was your lymph node and not a muscle.
Yeah, well, that's why hypochondria is not rational.
Yeah,
that's why it's not rational. But it's all. I'm pretty sure it's all okay now.
That's good. That's good.
Went to the old chiropractor. Yeah, I fixed that right up.
Nice. I got a really good acupuncturist. You should check out.
I just want.
Yeah, he's really good. He's got some good stones.
What character is that? Are you in Portlandia?
Really good vibrations.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I just
that Citibank card commercial. I think it's Citibank. Card.
Yeah. Oh no. No. It's American or the Capital.
Capital One.
Capital One with Carrie.
It's great. Carrie Bradshaw.
It's
Carrie Bradshaw.
Carrie Bradshaw. You know, she's my favorite of all the Sex and the Cities.
No, Carrie. It's weird.
Carrie Brownstein does this amazing commercial where she's playing a bunch of characters.
Yeah.
She's
weird
because anti-Carrie Bradshaw.
When she first shows up, you're like, what is she doing?
Yeah,
is she just going to be this person in this commercial?
Yeah. It's so weird that just like you're like, that girl from Slater, Kinney, is in a credit card commercial. Did you guys see the last episode of the season finale of SNL?
No.
No.
There's a great send off. It's kind of Armisen's send off because it's like he's doing the, you know, Ian Bizarro.
Yeah.
Or Ian Rubbish and the Bizarros. And it's, you know, it's him on guitar and singing. It's Sudeikis on bass. And then, Bill Hader's on bass. And then Sudeikis is on drums.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start playing a song. But then Steve Jones comes on to play guitar. Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr. comes on. Amy Mann, Michael Penn, and Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and they all sing the song.
The Breeders.
Everybody's going out the way Conan went out, huh?
Wait, I'm sorry?
Isn't Kim in the Breeders, too?
No, Kim Gordon directed the video for Cannonball. She wasn't in the Breeders.
Oh,
That's Kim Deal.
Kim Deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Kim Gordon was the girl from, she's Thurston Moore's ex-wife.
Make a big deal out of it.
Right after that fucking hammer incident happened in London, I was we're outside of a pub drinking, and fucking Thurston Moore walked by.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, this place is amazing.
So for you, it was really just like a magical. You had just gone to fucking Narnia.
Yeah, it was just the best. It was it was such a cool neighborhood, real hipster neighborhood. But like just in walking distance to all these different places down the river. And
now, what about the SNL thing you were talking about before?
Oh, I'm sorry, but yeah, it was a nice little send off. You should watch it. It's like real sweet and real nice, and it's just insane that you know all these people, like all these kind of indie rock people, were on SNL, especially because Jay Maskus from Dancer Jr. is wearing a shirt. From this band called Void, which is like it's like a crazy hardcore band from the 80s. It's just like, I was watching and I was like, so like, and I was like, it was like the end of the, it was like probably 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I watched it after I got home from a bar and I was like, oh fuck, this is so pretty.
Am I on a plane?
Yeah. And it's just also because like, you know, it's like, it was a nice send off to Armisen and Bill Hader were both leaving.
I didn't know Armisen was leaving.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I knew Bill was leaving.
That's been Armisen, like 3 years out. We've known Bill's, I mean, that Fred was going to be leaving. At
yeah.
That point.
Fred's leaving. You know, Fred's gone. Bill Hader's gone.
Yeah.
And he had a nice little send off.
Is Sudeikis leaving too?
That's the rumor. That's the rumor that he's leaving. And it's just because, like,
yeah, listen, they'll be fine. They always find people.
They do. But then also, Seth is going to be leaving at the end of the fall because he's going over to late night.
He married Stefan.
Yes, he married Stefan. That was nice. But then they get, but now they got Taron Killam, who's like their amazing utility player. That guy is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's I really think SNL's done a good job in the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, it's like it's never good episode to episode. It's always it's always ever been like a couple of sketches that people go, yeah, that's always
of course.
And people like, you know, because and they, every time they say, oh, it used to be better, they go, that's because they only remember the greatest hits.
Yeah. Plus, you know, everyone thinks that whatever age they were 12, that's the best time.
That's the best time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Though.
We were right.
Exactly. Because we had fucking Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, Kevin Nealon.
Farley. Chris Farley.
Chris Farley, Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider.
I mean, we really.
David Spade.
We did it.
Phil Hartman.
We did it.
Yeah, it was a good. It was a good one.
Nora Dunn.
Nora Dunn. And then there was like mostly stand-ups during that time.
Yeah. Yeah. There, I was trying to think of someone. I saw someone on the wall at Zany's in Nashville, and I was like, they did stand-up? And I was trying to, I'm trying to remember who it was.
Was it a recent?
No, it was an old photo, and I was trying to think of who it was. And
Zany's
was,
in Nashville is hilarious.
There was also a very funny Frank Caliendo headshot.
There, that wall of comics, it's pretty much, it's fucking every comic heard of when they were young.
Yeah.
And a million comics you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Presumably when they were young, but yeah. I don't know because I don't know them.
Sure.
But it is a fucking museum.
Yeah. I like that. I like headshots at comedy clubs.
Yeah.
It's just always fun to look
at. What was the one we went to in Houston where it was like an old Dana Gould when he was like 19 years old. Like headshot on the.
Oh yeah. What club was that?
Was it the Laugh Stop?
No, it was the one right next to the train. Was it Laugh Stop?
Yeah. Hmm. That's next to the train. That's why it's called the Laugh Stop.
Oh.
No, it's like a place where you would stop for laughs, but I can't remember what it's called.
Off of a train.
I think it's called the Sudden. Guys. Did you read? Don't.
All right. Well, that's fair.
Swish. Let's call it.
All right.
All right. Great. Time of death
of this episode,
1:52 p.m.
Oh, try to catch reruns of my
Comedy Central half hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. We already ended the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot to. I really forgot to tell people.
Yeah. I wish you would have said that before I stopped.
Should have said it.
You're special.
Yeah, I'm a half hour special.
He is very special.
I mean, it's too bad. That's something that should have been on this podcast, I feel like, because it aired and it was great and people loved it. And I just, but I stopped the podcast and then like you brought it up.
Here's the problem. Right. Here's why that didn't get on this podcast.
Yeah.
We had a conversation yesterday without microphones.
Ooh, that's what happened.
I keep warning you not to do that.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the three of us. We talk.
Yeah. No, yeah, we can't keep doing that.
I know.
We can't keep hanging out as friends.
The kids miss a lot when we just talk. Anyway,
well, if you
please watch it. Jonah's special.
If we were recording, I'd
if
say try
and
see
if
you
tell
can catch
to catch it.
Also, I say enjoy your burrito at the end of the set.
Do you really?
I say enjoy your burrito.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did come up with it, so
it was he didn't. He sort of came up with it.
He definitely did.
He came up with the story
and the phrase.
He said,
"Don't fucking change history, Hardwick."
He said, "I tried to learn how to enjoy the burrito."
It was like that's the
and
what I would tell people. What I would
tell
people
Mike
about
Henry
it.
To enjoy your burrito.
You said what?
That's the story came from him telling us about
stop
how he would
the
enjoy
table.
This. I need to. I'm very angry right now. You know, and the
you,
story
you don't
came
have
him,
to say that.
I said, he gave Mike Henry advice.
But I told Mike you should enjoy your burrito. But then like I would like you know I would say like oh believe in the burrito, enjoy your burrito. You know.
Yeah. Oh, believe in the burrito is so much better.
Season 2 of the
You want to throw that on a t-shirt?
That was episode 10?
Okay, it was the Rainn Wilson episode.
It was the Rainn Wilson episode.
But that was just like it was funny cuz like Mike Henry was listening. He's like, "Hey, you said you enjoy your burrito story and you said my name."
And he got
very
excited.
He's very excited.
I hope Mike Henry's listening now. Hi Mike.
Love that Mike Henry.
No, you shouldn't say people's names on the podcast because if they're driving and it happens to be someone's name, it freaks them out.
What?
I've gotten
Daryl, Jason, Alexander,
Flongard. Oh my god, that one guy in Norway right now just crashed his Volvo.
Now we'll know.
I want this burrito. We do have here.
But who's texting you saying they get distracted driving? What are you talking
about? Not texting
about?
Me. Like, I get tweets from people like, if you say their name and they're... Because when people listen to the podcast, a lot of time they're zoning out. And drive, like some people are driving, you know, if they have the long commute. True. And if you say their name, then they're like, huh, what? You know, like it kind of like gets their attention.
Nice. What I'm going to do right now is go into Twitter, look at my at replies, and say the name of someone.
Okay. And we stopped the podcast an hour ago.
Yeah, that's fine. Sure. I mean, this is just for us. Boom. Let's see.
Really, just anyone you could pick.
I did, but then it's a real thing. All right. Listen, Leonard Sultana, we're talking to you right now. Don't crash. Okay, thanks.
Leonard Sultana, no one else can hear this but you. You are receiving a message.
Leonard, we need you to take the shot.
From another dimension.
Leonard.
Please don't.
Go to the fourth floor.
Don't say that, because if Leonard is predisposed to homicide...
Hang on, I'm not saying homicide.
Well, what?
I want him to shoot his load somewhere. Have a good time, man.
Oh. So that's what you want him to deposit in the book depository.
Yeah. Just leave a little of Leonard behind.
Just a little Sultana pile.
All right. Good times, everybody.
All right.
Now we just turn some poor guy who's following you on Twitter into a cum pile.
If we didn't do that, we wouldn't be doing our job.
Pile? Shazam!
Enjoy a burrito. Trademarked by Jonah Ray.
Trademarked it.
You should. Cool.
We did it.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels. A symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.